is 45. Do I need to give my evidence to my background now?
Well, you need to, if you're going to refer to exhibits, okay. You need to talk about them first.
First of all, I want to refer to exhibit. I'm currently certified by the state of Arizona in economics, engineering, mathematics, general science.
Okay. What page is that? Help him out.
That's the third page. Okay? Third page three. Okay. I have been certified before, so that's a previous certification. The one shows that it has been recorded by Navajo County School Superintendent. Okay? Next one was the previous certification. Next one shows I am currently certified by the state of New Mexico in science and math. The one at Indiana University, it shows that I have a graduate level class in mathematics. And I also have taken a Miles course, which I'm going to be in. Okay? I'll be using some mathematical modeling.
Okay.
Next one shows that this is the last course I've actually retired from New Mexico. I retired from Arizona. It's state employees. The next one shows that I actually taught at the university level. University of Mexico. Yeah, New Mexico. The next one shows that I had passed the engineering training exam. University in Utah. Okay? I actually have a degree from the University of Utah in engineering. This is why I'm here, okay? Well, maybe not the next one. Okay. It shows the degree in University of Utah. My degree is actually in Bachelor of Science in Mining Engineering. Okay? I also have passed the engineering training exam. I think the sunset clause, because got two, they turned over a lot of people. The turn of the century, sex teaching for the state of Arizona at the time. Was teaching, I taught 7 years, Valley High School, math and science, 8 years, at Wind Rock High School, chemistry and physics. Okay? I know about scattered characters. I know how well that works. I know it works on a strain gauge, and electronic resistance. Okay? So I know how the machine works. I accept all that. Okay? Accept your numbers as you present them previously. Okay? But there's a problem with it. Okay? Post it. Is 45. You have me going at 56, okay? You also have error, or you call accuracy, a plus or minus one, okay? If I'm to add plus one to it, 56 plus one, I get 57. Now, I can subtract the speed. I can subtract 45 from it, and I was going maximum of 12 miles per hour of speed, okay? Now, when I take the air and I do the negative 55, I could have been going 55 according to your measurement. The post-it is not a measurement number. It's right on the button. But when you incorporate equipment, especially calculated stuff, it's the number you put in the instrumentation that makes the difference. So in this case, I could have been going 56 minus